Well, as we have been talking in the past here, a couple of days, we've been mentioning the fact that we have some guests this morning. It is the Ziegler ladies, and they are here to talk about this year's 4th of July parade. What's new? What's happening? And welcome.
Welcome. Thank you very much.
No, thank you, Dawn. I appreciate it. I really do.
I'm sure you
Not
do.
A word, Joy.
Sure
That's
do.
Right. Joy's out. Yes.
She's leaving.
That'd take 60 seconds, man. I'm really good. So I'm number one.
You're number one.
That's right. Thanks, Joy.
Oh, my
Joy.
God. You earned your number again.
I did.
I love it.
All right. What's going on with the...
Well, there's some good news today.
Grab your mic a little closer if you would.
Okay. There's some good news today, Dennis.
Okay. What do you got?
We're going to have a parade.
All right. Yeah.
Yep. We kind of did some finalizing last night and
decided to go ahead and go forward.
Right, move forward with
move
it.
Forward, yeah.
No, surprisingly, I think we're at like 85 entries. So that's really, really very pleased with kind of, this, having only 6 weeks and having that many participants is fantastic. So we're very excited. So, but one thing we do want to mention real quick that last time I know we didn't get a chance to remind everybody, but we are gonna have the Race for Riley. The Kiwanis are gonna be still starting. They've been sponsoring that and doing that for the last several years, and that Race for Riley is gonna start at 10:30.
Okay.
And they're gonna have the portion of the proceeds for that, of course, go to Riley's Children's Hospital. It's a $25 entry fee, and it begins and ends at Aldi parking lot.
Oh, okay.
So I think you can even register there, but you can pre-register online as well on their website.
Okay.
So just didn't want to forget that.
Cool.
So you can get your run in the morning, Dennis. Before the parade.
Yeah. Yeah, like that's going to happen.
Yeah, I'll pay $50.
She wouldn't pay. She wouldn't even be there, Joe. She's sitting in her air-conditioned condo at Death Valley. Come on.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
All right, let's recap everything here. Let's start, first of all, let's run down the parade. Start time, when people, can start lining up. What are you looking at? Who's leading off the parade? All that. And I turn it over to Joy.
Oh, I can talk now?
All right, Dawn, what else would you like to add?
No, with it being a Sunday this year, the parade will start at 1 p.m., so it's moved back a little bit. And then it's going to kick off, hopefully, with something flying over. Like we've said before, we've applied for everything. Yeah. Everything is approved, but we have not gotten a confirmation yet.
We're still waiting for confirmations and finalizing some details.
Yeah, but I mean,
we should have something.
But I was just saying,
weather permitting.
And I've been around you two long enough that when we were broadcasting stuff. I mean, I've had it where you guys there's no flyover, and I mean we're half hour, 45
right.
minutes out. I mean, it literally is last second.
Yes.
It seems like
yes.
before
it
we
is.
Find out.
Yeah, yeah. And things change on a whim. Especially with anything like that. So,
well, we could have Rick crossed. Anthony fly over, right, Joe?
Oh.
Yes, Captain Rick.
Captain Rick, yeah.
Nice.
In his simulator.
Okay.
Wow.
So I'll volunteer
let's
him.
Nice.
Okay.
I like it. Yeah.
All right, good.
And then obviously, our American flag kicks off the parade. We got to have that. It's so iconic, so important. So that was kind of one of the little hurdles that we went on. There's a few key entry points that we were talking about as we were doing this that we have to have this. We have to have this. So I think we pretty much got all those. We made all those check marks and got all that. Mm-hmm. So we're very excited. Like Dawn said, we're in the mid-80s, which is a great amount for the time frame. And also because it's a later parade, it's not going to be super long. So if it is, it's in the heat of the day, it's not like a typical year. So we are very happy with the numbers that we have. We have cut off the applications. Otherwise, we'll never get it finalized. They keep coming in. So with that being said, obviously, if there's something out of this world that we've never had before or something very super unique, feel free to give me a call. We can probably find a spot for you in there. But as we were going through them last night, we did realize we have a lot of good float entries, which, again, we are very happy to hear about, too. And one of the things that I want to stress, and this includes whatever vehicle 96.7 The Eagle and 106.5 is in, I hope you have a lot of swag. It's all about the swag. Do a little decorating. Think a little bit outside the box, Dennis.
Why are you here?
Good at that.
Because you're the one here, so I'm just putting you on the spot.
Thanks.
And I just wanted to let you know that you are not number one in the parade.
Yeah, I noticed that. I kind of noticed. But, you know, that's okay. I'll relinquish that for the flag.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
But I should be right behind it.
No, in all seriousness, whatever you're entering, we're not asking you to spend thousands and thousands of dollars, although if you would like to, please feel free. But no, just a little bit. Think outside the box. Do a little decorating. And the same thing that we ask of the downtown businesses. I think LEAP and the business district downtown are doing a little bit, too, to help and to decorate. Mm-hmm. We have once again been proclaimed capital for the day. So it's a huge honor. We should be very proud of that and celebrate that. So decorate it for the holiday and for what it is, and for all of the out-of-town people that come into town, show them what LaPorte's about on the 4th.
Yeah, it's huge. There's no doubt about it. All right, let's talk. Go back, fireworks. We know there's a couple of things happening with fireworks the day before. The JCs have that at the fairgrounds. Am I correct on that?
That's yes. What we've read.
Okay.
Yes.
And then Bethany has theirs on the island that evening on the 4th. If I remember right.
That'll be on the 4th, correct.
Okay, so, because we've been getting a lot of questions, not knowing that, you know, 100% sure, but I thought being the, you know, the how do I want to say this, the top aces of the 4th of July itself, you two, that you would know.
Wow.
All right, so I needed to go to your dad, is what you're saying.
Right.
Then okay,
yeah. I can only imagine what he would tell you.
Right? Yeah, right.
Sending people for fireworks. I don't know.
All right, rain. I mean, like this Sunday,
it's not going to happen.
I'm with you. It's not going to. I am with you, Joy. But if it does, what's the procedure? What are you looking at?
Like we said, it's not going to happen. No, in a normal year, you know, it was kind of if it was raining at, you know, the start of at our normal 10 o'clock, then we would push it back, you know, 2 hours. So I guess if we're doing the one, you know, we hope we don't have to push it back. Mm-hmm. Like we said, it's not going to happen this year.
And we would only push it back if there's severe weather coming in.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
If it's raining, unfortunately, you're going to get a little wet. That's just the name of the game. We can't postpone it too long. We only have the permit for so long during that day with the highways closed down.
Oh,
so
I didn't realize that.
You have to take that into account. Obviously, they would probably be a little flexible, but we can't close it for a week.
Right.
Oh, come on.
Right, yeah.
And same with the police and all the security.
Right.
You know, that's all set and scheduled for only so many hours. So we hope to be able to get up. Like yesterday. You know, yesterday was a day. It was cloudy. There was some little drizzle here and there. The parade's going to go on.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of the police, obviously they'll start closing off the streets and Lincoln Way. Any idea what time that's going to happen? Because normally I believe it starts at 8 o'clock when it's the normal 10 o'clock start for the parade. But it's the same thing. Now it's going to be at 11, would you say, on Sunday?
Well, it's going to be at 10 because the race starts at 10:30.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be a little hard to have them running down the road with the traffic, too.
So it's like Frogger. Come on. I mean, you know.
Yes.
Let's have some
fun. That's a good analogy.
You said think outside the box. Come on.
I did.
Good, Dennis.
That's a good one.
A little challenge. Something wrong with a little challenge.
No, not at all.
That probably was why Dawn suggested you could do your run that morning.
Exactly. Yeah, you guys do anything to get that number one spot. I see how you are. Okay. Someday I will explain to you, all of you, why we go number one, two, and three.
It's a long someday.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. But, all right, what else with the 4th of July parade? Obviously, we expect thousands of people here. I know Joy has said this in the past, you know, and that is garbage.
Yes.
We will have trash boxes throughout the parade, all the way from Tipton to even on the parade where the parade lineup is, you know, further out on Lincoln Way East, and then all the way to Andrew Ave. There will be plenty of trash boxes. We hope everyone participates
in filling those.
Yes. You know, so we want to keep the city clean, obviously. People will be coming through that evening for fireworks, and it would really help if everyone could just take a look around you and pick up the trash.
It's just real simple, and it's just common sense.
It is. Right, there. Right. I mean, exactly. Come on. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right. Obviously, to make this happen, besides you two and the Kiwanis Club putting this together, you have to have sponsorships. Who's some of the sponsors this year?
So we have some red, white, and blue sponsors this year, which is Northwest Health LaPorte, Alice Supermarket, and Bethany Church. Our parade proud sponsors include the LaPorte Rotary, Horizon Bank, and First Source Bank. And then we have our band sponsors, which are NIPSCO, Dr. Fryer Dentistry, Haverstock Funeral Homes, Dan Free Dentistry, and Go Aerial Fitness. So a big shout out to all our sponsors. We also have numerous individual community member sponsors that have made, you know, some donations. And we cannot thank everybody enough. I mean, this is what made it happen, with kind of all the last minute details and so forth. So thank you very much for that. And some of these people I know are actually put in a unit in the parade, an entry too. So we'll be seeing them in the parade, which we're excited about.
Somebody just text us, and you guys can too. While we've got a couple minutes left here on the show, Budweiser Clydesdale still coming in the parade?
Yes, yes. As far as we know, they are still coming. Frank Ray, the recording artist, he will also be in. Other dignitaries that have also registered, Senator Bohacek will be here. State Rep Jim Pressel, of course, our Mayor Dermody. We also have
Where is Tom positioned in this parade?
I'm not
better
allowed be, to. I'm not allowed
be
to give
behind
that
me.
Out. Not allowed
better
to give
be
that
behind
out.
Me, Joy.
Moving on, the next one we have is Miss Northwest Indiana USA 2021, Michaela Eaton. She will also be participating in the parade. And then, of course, our marshals that I know we spoke about before. Mm-hmm. LaPorte High School, Ashton Jackson, the LaPorte wrestler, state wrestling champ. Kudos to him. He is being honored as a marshal. Our friend and favorite, Jane Bernard. Yeah. Who she's had a lot going on this year.
Now, is she gonna,
so
is she
well
on
deserved.
A, is she on a float teaching everybody how to pickleball? Could,
right?
Could you see Jane and Dan doing that on the float?
All the way down the route.
Yeah, yes. Exactly.
See, now you're thinking outside the box.
Yep. Thank you.
I like it.
All right,
I like
thank
it.
You.
Yes.
Yeah, suggest it to her and let her know I
will.
Brought
yeah.
that up.
I'll know. Tell her that you already committed her to doing that. I'm yeah. sure she'll be thrilled.
She's going to smack me over the head with a paddle is what she's going to do.
Which is another reason why I like her. I mean, as we were talking earlier, a lot of floats. Lions Club, they have their float that has been in for numerous years. They've always participated and had a nice float in the parade. Arts in the Park is doing a float. LaPorte Municipal Airport, I'm kind of excited to see theirs. From the description, it looks like it's going to be very cool. Harvest Time Church. So, again, we actually have very... A lot of variety.
And from their description, you know, when you do a parade entry, I don't know if anyone has ever seen the parade application, but we do ask for a detailed description of your entry. And as going through and reading all those, there's some, looks like some pretty clever ideas. I know Tillage Appliance is a new one that has not been in the parade before. And from the sounds of what they have written out, I think that's going to be really cute, really interesting. So we're excited about that. And that's why we say, you know, even if you're just driving a car, do something to decorate it and swag it up. We've got thousands of people here coming to see you, you know, and
make it memorable.
And I tell you what, people are going to flash photos of that, and that's going to go crazy over, you know, social media. So we know how that goes. Someone sees something clever. So,
and to follow that up, as we were doing the route last night and putting things in order, of course, everyone wants to be number one,
oh, yeah.
Dennis.
Understandable.
At the front. Please understand, we can't do that.
Right.
We have to spread things out. The biggest thing is music by music, so it doesn't interfere. And not having marchers behind horse units and things like that.
Oh, come on. That's what I was really hoping
you
were putting the mayor ad, actually, but okay.
And we want to spread out all of the unique and very nice looking entries, and that we want to spread that out so the entire parade is memorable. So if we have you in the back, it's not because we don't like you. It's because
absolutely
we're saving
not
the best for last.
We do. There's a lot that
nice, Joy. Nice.
Because if that was the case, you would be back there, Dennis. We all know that.
That's right.
That's right. Yeah, well, I mean, know. Yeah, I know. Yeah. This is how we work.
Yeah. All right. Well, this conversation's over with. No, I'm kidding. All right, ladies, I got to wrap it up because we got to open Denny's Diner. But again, parade is coming up on the 4th of July itself, starting at what time?
1 p.m.
Is there a flyover? I'll ask again.
There will be something.
Even if it's Captain Rick.
Even right.
Captain Rick.
I'm going to tell Rick that today. Remind me, Joe. Okay. We're going to have him do the flyover. All right, girls, thank you very much for coming in. We really
thank
do
you
appreciate it, not only coming in, but for what you both have been doing and the Kiwanis Club of LaPorte as well to put this on. And looking forward to it.
We are
week,
too.
A week we're from this Sunday. My gosh.
Oh, my gosh. Way
unbelievable.
Too soon. Way too
yeah
quick.
All right. Anyway, Dawn and Joy Ziegler has been our guest. 4th of July parade. Don't forget, coming up on the 4th of July, starting at 1 o'clock. And again, for those of you that mark your spots out along the parade route, you can't do that until 1 p.m. on Saturday. All right? So make sure you do that.